Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hugh, and I do many various things, which I have not done enough of.
How have the last few weeks been for you, Dev?
I am exhausted beyond the capacity for rational thought.
As am I.
It's like, with just my day job, I'm doing like 6 days a week between various locations.
Yeah, it's been a long few weeks, but news hasn't actually been all bad for Digimon. So first up, we got details on the 25th anniversary exhibition. And I like the updated key art having all the Adventure Kids on the inner ring.
It is very pretty. I like it. I want the poster.
I especially like the complaints about it. Are you ready for my two favorite complaints?
It doesn't have enough tamers?
No. The first one was, they put all 8 Adventure Kids on it. How surprised. It's like, yes, it's the 25th anniversary. That's what it's there for. And two, the person complaining they weren't putting manga or video game characters on it.
That's the 25th anniversary.
I don't think you know what the anniversary's for.
I don't think they do either. Yeah.
So the exhibition will be at Ikebukuro Sunshine City, which I believe DigiFest has actually been there a few times.
This Sunshine City sounds really familiar. Oh, so yeah,
they do a lot of stuff there. So it'll be in Exhibition Hall C. They also reference DigiFest evolving into the exhibition, so it's not clear if they're actually doing DigiFest this year or not. Considering this is a 2-week event, I could see it going either way.
Who knows?
Yeah, so we will
Isn't
see.
Isn't DigiFest just for like a little, you know, musical performances and,
yeah.
Hey, here's some merch.
Well, here's the thing. You could easily say the launch day is going to have extra stuff, and that's what DigiFest would have been. The exhibition space is actually pretty decently sized. We'll see what they put there. In addition, they announced that in autumn, it would be in Osaka. So when this closes down on the 25th, it's just moving.
Oh, very nice.
So especially for people taking trips, like I saw someone trying to figure out what Digimon stuff might be around in September. I wouldn't be shocked if this lines up with that. Well,
and probably more cafes with terrifying drinks.
Yes, and the teaser site also had little digi eggs. And my personal favorite part is they were vector images. So I just output them at 300 DPI. I could have gone much higher.
Excellent.
And that's also
the server.
That's also why we have that large high-resolution logo that I did. Because the logo was a vector also. So I'm like, 300 DPI is good enough for our purposes. I could have gotten much
make
larger.
It bigger.
For anyone who doesn't know what that means, vector images don't have resolution. They output to whatever you tell them to, and assuming the data was put together correctly, they will look perfect or near perfect at basically any resolution.
Essentially, it is not pixels. It is a
math
equation.
Yes. So you just tell it what resolution you want, and it pops out. The only way it's not perfect is generally, if you trace something to a vector, there'll be iffiness when you get higher up. But yeah. So we'll see what shows up there. I really do like that key art. I really hope they're going to try to sell us a can badge or a t-shirt or something with this. I can't imagine they won't.
Hopefully the t-shirts are nice.
Yeah. But we will see. And then Digimon Liberator launches in just about three and a half days. They will be doing a launch live stream on YouTube. They will be going over details for the webcomic, the spin-off web novel, Booster Set EX07. They'll show some previews of, which is the Liberator set. We think it's the card game YouTube. They technically have not said, which is an issue when you consider how many different YouTubes it could actually be on. Because it could be on the Digimon card game one. It could be on the Bandai card game one. It could be on Digimon Partners.
Who the hell knows at this point?
I will say this. I'm not staying up for this one.
What time is it supposed to be-ish?
For me, 4 a.m.
Okay, so for me it would be like 6 a.m.
Yeah. So,
fuck that.
So here's the thing. Webcomic info, card previews, and this is the type of thing where if there was going to be some sort of premium Bandai toy, they might announce something. I will catch up the news on on the site a few hours later. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If it's only, let's pretend it's 45 minutes, which is short. That still means going to sleep at 5, and I'm not. I have less hair than I did when we used to do this for Try and other stuff. I'm much older. So, Liberators starts
also
in the next
few days. Also, our schedules are questionable.
Also, this is a dumb question, Duff. Have they technically told us where Digimon Liberator is going to be published yet?
I would assume it was the same place they had a...
See, I assume not for the Chapter Zero for a key reason. That is not, like, indexable, linkable. It would just be linking people to, it would just be them linking people to the website and going, here, you can find it on your own. Because there is no, like, there was no Chapter Zero page.
Yeah, it was just...
I feel like I saw some mention of that it would be multiple places, but we'll see. I hope it's not a pain in the ass to read, and I would really like them to not use Comic Sans like they did for Zero.
If not, I can fix that.
Like, just
don't ask me.
They can just use Comic New. It's free. It looks better. And then moving on from that, the music video for Various Colors by AIM they put up.
Basic, I did not get to watch that one yet, but I assume it's beautiful.
Basic but nice. It will be on the Blu-ray bonus disc for the limited edition version of the CD, which I think mine is in the process of shipping right now. I want to see. I have
a giant hoard of merchandise.
My giant hoard of CDs that when I explained some of it to Dev, I'm pretty sure Dev almost passed out in, what is this bullshit?
Yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah, we had a music question. We had a music question later, and I plan to explain it there because it's hilarious, and other people than you need to know how stupid this is.
Like, I get this to explain this to you. You will regret this.
And then, from Digimon New Century to Kutomon Wrath Mode, we had seen a render a bit before, but not quite as clear what was going on there with the generic T posing.
Yeah.
I like the artwork of it jumping forward. It looks neat. I can't decide if I like it more than the normal one. It feels a little bland to me.
To be honest, unless I have them side by side, I would not be able to tell you which one was which.
I like it. I think it's a little bland as like an upgrade mode, though, to me. Although I do like the knee guards. And then
for name people right in the nut.
Then we have cards, so I need to take a sip of water because cards.
Yes.
Okay, so
cards.
So mental training. I really like this one. Galmon there, and she's cold from the water, right? Or is she just like freaking out for some reason I'm unaware of? It's cold, right?
That or she's thinking like her shoe is going to drown.
Okay, that could be. But yeah, good art.
Again, more stuff from Digimon World.
Shin Monzaemon. I like the graffiti on the card border.
Oh, I didn't even notice that until you mentioned.
The little Monzaemon. Shin Monzaemon fits in really well for a Digimon, don't you think so?
It is very Digimon.
It's one of those that he appeared, no one's like, well, this doesn't belong. Everyone's like, Shin Monzaemon. We've waited for you.
He could have been here the whole time.
Yeah. Then, agility training. Amuchomon is training. And I don't know. It's just such an amusing card. It's just such an amusing one to me. It really is. Yeah. Falcomon. I actually really like the sort of high-speed action.
I really like the little Piomon. He's racing.
Yeah. Racing. I thought they were, like, diving into battle together.
It looked like they were racing each other, but it's hard to tell.
I hadn't considered that. That might be even neater, actually. Physical training. These cards all have solid personalities. This is so good.
I just really love the colors on this one and like little digicode floating around.
Is there digicode floating around on this one?
Yeah, it's like in the gold. Then look at the wrong card.
I'm to the one with Junkmon.
No, I clicked the wrong one then. Okay, now I'm looking at the 1-2 down.
Okay, we'll go to Grand Galemon first. Nice, good. The bold green always works well, and it feels like we don't see it that much.
Probably because they really love orange and blue in general. For...
And then we get a Zafagrimmon. Was this the one with the digicode?
No, the training, the next training one down, oh, okay. Right below that.
Zafagrimmon.
The other physical training one.
I will say, I like that they just showed us all the levels. It's not, is a card going to spoil us at some point? Is it just going to show up? We just get to see it. It's nice.
Like, here it is.
Okay, here's the one. So this one feels a bit weirder to me. It feels less like he's doing push-ups, right?
Yeah, but you can kind of see, like, a little dumbbell in the front blocked by the...
Shumon looks really fucking intense in this one.
She's going to get jacked.
The Noble Familiarts. It's funny. A lot of people were like, oh, I didn't quite think about what that description for the attack meant. It's like, yes, they go riding off on a little pumpkin carriage to blow themselves up. And they look pleased to do it, too. Offensive training. I just like how Taromon coming with a slash and Shumon's doing like a backwards kick.
Or it feels like the shoe is going to bite you.
I hope it bites someone. Then Anemone Embrace. This is where the wings turn into wind energy and he uses them to cut people.
Be a Gundam.
In a very unpleasant way. See, here's the thing. I can't accept this as Gundam until this is the type of attack where we need it on a card in a set or two, and it's just like a Gundam pose. Like, the energy wings are absolutely Gundam-esque. I need it to be like, this is someone who draws Gundam box art, because those guys do art for the Digimon card game. I need it to just be a Gundam pose, completely.
Give it about a month or two, and
that's what I mean.
We'll probably have that as like a parallel card or another one.
Exactly. And then, okay, this one was a surprise to everyone. I love the art for Pandamon. It's just really solid art.
Bears right there.
It reminds me, unless I'm thinking of the wrong Digimon, I don't think I am, when they dubbed him for Frontier, didn't they dub him as with the actor imitating Adam West?
I don't remember, because I haven't watched the dub for...
I think it's Pandamon. It's been a while, but yeah. And then... everyone loves Chaperomon, and finally getting to see the mini Monzaemon gummies mentioned in her profile. And also the Molotov cocktail.
I want to eat them. I'm sorry, Monzaemon gummies.
You know what the funny thing is? Does it feel like everyone expected them to look different, even though in the description it's like, tiny Monzaemon gummies? And I'm not saying like I don't understand why everyone thought that, but like that they're just tiny little... Monzaemon that are gummies is just fucking hilarious to me.
Gummy bears jumping here and there and everywhere.
And also the apple cider Molotov cocktail.
It's perfect.
Oh my god, I didn't see it. Is the one holding a knife at the bottom right? or is that just like an oddly placed burst of light? Is it supposed to be holding a tiny blade that's shining?
I think it's actually Chaperomon that has the blade. I think it's like...
Oh, it's the foot blade.
Yes, it's attached to her.
Okay, yeah, she has the shoe blade things, doesn't she? Okay, for a second I thought the Monzaemon gummy was holding a tiny knife, and I was just like, what the fuck? I didn't notice that before.
He's got a knife!
Sendrilmon.
Love the background on this one.
Very solid art. This very much is meant to remind you of Disney shit. Specifically for me, this is 100% Beauty and the Beast, right? Like all the stained glass imagery and stuff.
Definitely on the right hand side, but on the left, it's kind of like the clock from Cinderella.
True. It feels extra Beauty and the Beast because it has the stained glass. She has the rose motif. I love the little mouse familiar saluting us.
There's two of them.
Oh, I missed the second one.
Oh, and there's a third one underneath the level 5 thing. This just fears sticking out.
Card art has been great lately. Then defensive training. Now, is this supposed to be the other... This is kind of like another angle of that other card, isn't it? Although Shumon's turned around this time, though.
Well, that makes sense, because at first,
it's like doing a spinning kick, and this is showing us the other angle, I think.
Yeah, one was on the offense, the other one's on the defense.
No, I'm wrong. Do you know why? Neither of them had a defensive bag before, did they? Terramon has one on its arm now.
Scroll, 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 scroll. Check the other one.
I don't think either of them had
that. It's a little hard to tell.
You think it was just on the shoe, sort of? Huh. Mental training has them asleep, which all of the Liberator art cards have been very solid, I will say. It's hard to comment on them because they're just all like, this is good.
I just really like the shading on them.
Agility training? Glassy, sort of. Agility training's weird with the flying and the whistle. It bothers me for some reason. I don't know why, though. It just looks odd. Wisdom training is them reading books. Let's see what. Then move on to booster set EX07. Grand Galemon gets another card. Very solid card. Makes it look
menacing.
I was trying to think of a different word because menacing is right, but it's like the positive version of that. Like, it looks powerful, but it's not, like, overdone.
He's coming to defend you, not fuck you up.
Yeah. And then we get Chaperamon again, which the colors in this are just great.
Just a glorious-ass trip, and there's more of the gummies.
See, these gummies, I would say, are done less cute in general. They're more, like, generic, I would say. And then the cutest card from EX07, Otawamon waving. I have nothing to say about this card. It's just so good.
Like a little dithered texture on the rocks at the bottom.
It looks long. So Jazumon, I find kind of weird. Does he feel a bit over detailed?
I think that is like the texturing that's doing it. Just because they're trying to make it so shiny.
Maybe, but it feels like even the shape, like it's trying to give him muscles or something.
Yeah, I get that. Why that comes across. Because there's like so many panels and he's so shiny.
Yeah, and then we get his perfect form, Metallic Dramon. Wait, Ultimate Metallic Dramon. We see these guys so rarely, I forget which is which. I like the sword tail, though. Then I have to say, am I wrong, or does Vorvamon get like one of the best pieces of card art we've seen in a while? Where he's in the volcano doing like a jumping slash?
He's very cute, and I want to hug him, and I also want to eat the lava, but I know that's not edible.
And then Lavorvamon, same thing, not quite as nice though, because the Vorvamon's just so solid. You know, Dev, I would bet you there is some type of candy out there that is designed to look like lava that you could probably get. I would bet anything there's something that's called Lava Rocks or something. And then you'd
probably destroy my teeth.
See, here's what I think it would be. It would just be black and red candies put into a freeze dryer. They'd puff up and look like rocks, and you could just mow through them without bothering your teeth at all.
I would love that, especially because the other option is like actual rock candy. It's just like, I would just have to gnaw on this
forever. Oh, I love rock candy. I haven't had it in so long.
Same.
You know what the dumbest candy is that I actually liked getting when I was younger? Do you remember the giant Jawbreakers?
Yes, I was never allowed to have those because I was told I would die horribly.
I
would watch Ed, Edd, and Eddy and be envious.
So, see, I would not try to stuff in my mouth because that seems stupid. I would have it like one of those cartoonishly large lollipops.
Yes, just like gnaw on it.
Yeah, basically that. Hiarimon, this is a great little cute card. I love the Yukimi Botamon, and they're going after Citrus. Although, I do have one question.
I wonder if that's a New Year's thing. I thought that was a blah, blah, blah.
I think it is.
A New Year's reference?
It may be, but I have a question. Should they not be trying to gnaw some of the ones they've already gotten? Because like that,
unless they're using them as for decorative purposes.
Does that look like the Yukimi Botamon plans to let that be used for a decorative purpose?
Not for long.
But like, look, there's one right in front of it. Right there. It looks perfect. They can get that one. And then, this was a surprise. I think it's one of the best card art we've seen. Like, even better than Vorvamon, which I love. The Yuki Agumon one.
My favorite so far, because like the cherry blossoms everything.
It is gorgeous. It is overboard. If they had made this a parallel card, we would have gone, this is a great parallel card. This is just fucking great.
Also, if you zoom in, like, the lots of fun different like purples and pinks in his eyes.
Yeah. Really, so really when I first saw the card, I was wondering if that was supposed to be reflecting the cherry blossoms, and I think it's just meant to be detailing.
Yep.
But it's hard to tell. It just looks good. The Yukini Bodemon playing in the back. You get the big snowflakes that he's looking at. It's just solid art. Gatsumon marching with a few Digimon. I love when they do fun stuff that's actually like references that don't come up a lot.
So Koki's art, like pudding art, is very nice with the rock textures this time.
Yeah, it's solid. I like how you can barely see the one that's very clearly not happy to be there. It's right above his foot.
The little... I keep forgetting its name.
Yeah, I forget its name also. That's why I just said
like,
the location.
I know it came out in like the pendulum, the new pendulum.
Yes.
But
yeah, very solid art. I'm just happy to see it. Eldoradimon's another one that's solid. So I like when we get the giant Digimon, it shows the scale really well. But also like is the Kamemon and Sinnalizumon, the thing they're on top of looking down, how that portion goes over the borders.
I didn't even notice that at the edge. I was so busy zooming in on them.
Oh, yeah, it's just so good. This may be one of my favorite ones that Koki's done, honestly. This is just amazing.
Everything is very pretty.
And then Tilakmon, brain jumped and put another O there. Really solid cartoon art showing off. This is one where I feel like now that we've got a good close-up, we need a further back shot to show off it doing stuff where you can see the whole body. I think a lot of people didn't even realize there was like a tiny body there because of the profile art.
Yeah, just because, you know, the profile art is like okay-ish quality, and then you zoom in, it's like, oh, that's half. It's a body.
I think a lot of people thought it was like a floating face.
That's what I thought too, honestly. Yeah.
It's very solid. I like that it's showing both its water and electricity powers. Now that we've seen this, I really want to see it, like, camera back, doing stuff with other Digimon. V-Jump.
Also, its design is just very busy, so it's kind of hard to distinguish certain details sometimes.
True, but like,
unless you're really looking.
V-Jump had 2 pages of card stuff this month. Most of it is stuff we've gone over, but not all. EX-07 will have a legend pack with parallel cards. We also get to see a preview of Shoto from EX-07. They're showing a lot of personality with the Liberator stuff. It makes me happy. Then the Adventure Box 2024 will be out May 24th in English card game regions. You get 4 packs of the Beginning Observer. And man, that's solid timing right before the movie comes out, huh?
Coincidence.
And then, am I wrong? Or did people like explode at these figures/memory gauges? I don't think we've
They're
seen
fucking
these.
Adorable. I want the Wormmon so much.
These are all brand new, I think.
Yeah, I don't recognize these figures at all. I mean, they're kind of roughly similar to the Hugcots, sort of.
Yeah.
Like the Gachapon ones.
Yeah, these all look nice. And you also get 2 of 6 promo cards. These are the same art in the cards you got when you saw the movie, but different backgrounds, I think.
Yes, I definitely recognize the kitty.
Yes. That's the one where we kept looking going like, the head's weird.
Yeah. It's like her eyes are a little bit too small.
Then we get the premium heroine set. Some odd choice, but I will say this. First, the tamer cards all look good, and we get someone from each TV show that currently has a card game thing, and all 3 from Adventure with matching art, which looks solid. Then we get the 4 sort of tarot cards with Sakuyamon, Lilithmon, Venusmon, and Mervamon. Interestingly,
I absolutely fucking love the Art Nouveau look to these.
Yeah, I will say, I feel like out of those 4, 2 of them make perfect sense. Lilithmon, you can sort of hedge and wink. Venusmon doesn't actually make any sense being there. Lilithmon, you could argue she was a comedic villain, so she's not a heroine, but it's fine enough. Venusmon, I don't think she's shown up in any anime. Maybe as like a portrait, but like I don't think there's actually been a Venusmon running around at some point, has there?
Not at all.
That's what I thought. So you get two each of the cards, so 13 total. You get a storage box featuring the art of the Tamers and 60 sleeves with the Kari design. And pre-orders are open up in both the U.S. and Japan. I like when stuff just shows up and it's in both at the same time. Especially since Premium Bandai...
Yeah,
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, at least so that way we don't have to waffle back and forth like, okay, is it going to show up here? Is it going to show up there?
Well, especially since...
Pre-order it?
Especially since Premium Bandai is now trying to block VPNs in Japan. So it's getting harder to actually get the correct information to post.
That is so dumb.
Which is why, if you notice, I don't say when pre-orders close in Japan. Because I was never able to... I was never able to get to the page. Someone gave me the text name so I could paste it in, and they said it was October, Bandai, but I never actually saw what the actual date was. So it's like, okay, well, they're pre-orderable in the U.S.
They don't like us anymore.
Then Card Battle showed off Card Room a bit more. Then they did that a second time. They also did previews. And they... This is very clearly a way for them to do smaller episodes without having a full cast. Especially since... Especially since when they don't have much to do, they're basically doing run-throughs, recording like three or four of these at the same time. And if they do news, they're recording those separate with one or two of them and the producer. Then away from cards... So the first 25th anniversary pop-up shop, the one that was at Tokyo Character Street with the paintbrush theme, that finished. It will be opening again at the Luck Bus in Ebino, which is at the Hoop Shopping Mall, which is Osaka. April 26th through May 6th, all the products will be there. They're going to have the postcard purchase bonus again, and it's both set of products again. So the anime style and the graph arts. It's very strange.
I really do,
but like you weren't on the show at the time, but I remember you and me talking at the time. We thought the one graph arts they did, which was I think was for like, was it Tripart 6? Was that the first one?
It was so long ago and my brain
we
is
thought, I remember us talking and we're like, yeah, it seems like this is probably going to be a one-off or something. And we just keep getting more and we're like not bothered at all. It's just good. I will say, the anime style art they've been going hardcore on for the Adventure 25th anniversary.
As they should, because it basically prints money for them.
Yes.
And we will never turn it down.
Nope. And then, talk about good art, the 25th anniversary SD art. They promised that they would be doing products for it the first one up, so we get a tapestry / wall scroll and shirts.
I want that fucking wall scroll.
It's not super expensive now. The intermediary stuff doesn't help, but that's where you order it when you have something else to order.
Yeah. But also at the same time, like, if you've seen my walls, you know I don't have that much room to put shit up.
It's funny. We both do it, but like, anytime you find I'm getting something, you're like, where are you putting this stuff?
Yes, because that is the first concern for me when I go to make a purchase at this point.
So, for me, it's the size. Like, if I'm buying a movie, I'll find a place for it. If it's, like I'm not rushing to get any large figures, unless they're, like, really important to me. Like, for example, when I was a little kid, the first Optimus Prime toy I had was Power Master Optimus Prime. He combines with his trailer to make a more giant robot. And they're making a fancy version of that. And I'm like, exchange rates.
Is that the one where it comes in like two different variations and the part of it only comes with one of them? So if you want all the pieces, you basically had to buy two sets?
No. I know the one you're thinking of. This is the one where it's basically like a normal looking Optimus Prime. Ginrai looks like Optimus. He's Optimus in the U.S. And there's a special edition that comes with his trailer that becomes the big mech body. The one you're thinking of, which was a few months ago, because I was complaining about it, was they were doing the original Optimus Prime toy, but with like modern engineering, but making it look the same. But it was like the normal one. Was, okay, it's themed after the cartoon, so he has the blue eyes that everyone wants, but it does not come with the trailer and the accessories. So it's a normal toy. If you want the trailer and accessories, you have to buy the version with the comic eyes. It's like, but everyone's going to want the cartoon with the trailer. So if you want it, you have to buy both. So you get the trailer from the one, but you get a... Yeah, that's the one that you're thinking of.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I know plenty of people are like, ooh, Ginrai / Power Master Prime, I don't need the trailer and the big robot body. I just want the main part. Moving on from that, more adventure products. So Annabirth will have these in a week. Digimon Partner Shop have them May 20th. So first was two Koa Fua design products. This is like a cute and fluffy design thing. Die-cut towels and cushions. And this is very... This is borderline... This is like borderline cute terrorism art.
No. Like, how cushiony are the cushions, though?
I don't think there were pictures of the cushions. I don't think they were ready to show.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. They're going to be on sale, Dev. The 26th. Late. They're going to be on sale Friday in Japan, so Thursday here. So we're going to see it. And then I'm just going to get random squeak noises from you over the phone when this happens.
Yes. Yes, especially the dishcloths are so fucking cute.
I think those are meant to be like hand towels. Like that you kids would bring to school.
Yeah, because like in Japan, like they don't really have like paper towel dispensers in the restrooms. It's like, yep, deal with it yourself.
Yeah. Then acrylic keychains of the Digimon with their name spelled out in block letters. I actually think these are neat.
Very fun.
Then after that, Digivice-shaped can badge case. This product is a threat. There's no can badges in this product lineup, Dev.
There will be.
It's a threat. They're going to throw can badges at us. The Digivice design itself is actually very nice. I think this is a modified version of Tri-Artwork. I think it's Tri-Art, and they've modified it a bit to be more like the 99 one, especially the antenna.
Yeah.
And then what I think is the big surprise that I think is going to sell is the cable holders.
Because they're practical, but they're also fucking cool. Also little paws, pads on them.
They're neat looking. I think what's interesting was I thought they were like wrap sticks, where like you wrap the cable around them, until I saw the picture where it's like, oh no, you wrap the cable and then you use this around to hold it. I thought it was going to be like a rigid stick that you wrap the cable around.
Oh, okay.
And there'd be like a hole hidden in the back to hold it in place, where instead it's like a snap-click thing. But yeah, so those will be at Digimon Partner Shop. And remember, Dev, Digimon Partners, now that it's part of the Toei store, while they don't ship overseas, they don't lock anything out. So it's very easy to go and look and buy stuff. V-Jump had a few pages of product news, so they went over the product stuff we just went over, showing off that there'll be much more of that 25th anniversary SD stuff.
Tormenting.
Did you see the stand, Dev?
Yes. Okay.
So there will be 9 character stands at a reasonable price. If you buy all 9 in a set, you get a large stand that they can all fit in. Did you see that thing?
Hopefully I'm looking at the right one with like all the flashy textures and
yeah,
little peg pots.
Yes, that if you look in the middle, you can see the image where it's the one board with like 18 of holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also get the 25th anniversary one to stick in the middle.
They're doing this just to torture me specifically.
You know, I feel like it'd be easier to be calmer about it if Premium Bandai US just sold them. So you could just go, okay, I'm going to get it. And I don't have to go like if you didn't have to deal with, okay, although the exchange rate's been so good, it's like in my head, this is a $120 product. But if I go check the exchange rate right now for this to USD, $76.
Such a good exchange rate, and like I can never take advantage of it.
Since Juggernaut Richard said, yeah, it will still work. I'm just saying they've start ones that are more heavily used. They've begun to try to block those addresses and kick you to that global page they like. It's not happening to everything. Then we get a look at the premium bit. Then we get a look at the Paledramon model kit. A little preview the movie and the Blu-ray and DVD of the movie. I still am in love with that. We're getting it like 2 weeks later.
I'm very hyped. I get to torment my partner with it.
The Digivices and Dreamers, Volume 2. I like that they're showing off Dreamers. It's nice.
deserves all the best. Also, please, please, Bandai, just make another round of release for the Digivice. Please.
I want the don't think they are going to. So here's what anyone, dev included, should do if you still want one. At this point, for the average person who could be listening to us, meaning you're probably you're not in Japan, you're dealing with whatever your local Premium Bandai affiliate is, you're probably going to have two chances at this point. One, find an intermediary who just buys up stock and has them at roughly MSRP. Choice two, Premium Bandai USA does not do the product lotteries to drain overstock. And the reason products like this have overstock, we've talked about before, is they'll have extras for giveaways to replace broken ones and just extras that they get just in case. At some point, they decide, okay, we don't need it, and they put up the overstock on the store. That's why, for example, if you go to Premium Bandai right now, let's see what they have that they definitely should not. Oh, Premium Bandai US is on maintenance right now. But yeah, like, for example, some of the D-Arcs Super CSAs are still available. That is overstock. They have extras that you can still buy. So basically, you have to watch for that. And then poll time.
Yay!
So poll results for which Digimon for Digimon Liberty are you interested in? Sendrilmon, I think I said that I wondered if these were going to sneak in and just blow this out.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of waffling, like, oh, okay, there's always the generic ultimate of the main dinosaur character, but also interesting design and also horny.
Yes. Actually, honestly, no one has what I actually consider a bad showing, except maybe Shushumon. It felt like people liked Shushumon fails in that sense of people like Shushumon, but they're not going to choose Shushumon over Shu, Shapiro, or Sendril.
Yeah.
But yeah. But pretty good spread this time, I would say. And then new poll is favorite Digimon from the Pendulum 4.0 and 4.5 Wind Guardians. And a lot of people seem very confused that they would do this when they're not selling a 4.5 or a 0 yet. And it's at some point we know they're going to. I'm pretty sure they even said that these are going to connect to a product that hasn't been announced yet. Am I wrong, or did they say that about the first three Pendulums?
I do not remember.
I could swear that it's something like, if this Digimon will unlock when you connect it to a currently unannounced product. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge.
Yeah. So this one, who do we think will rank well? Going through the list, ones that might rank well are Piomon, Palmon, Vigimon, Bergimon, Togemon, Aerovigimon, Garudamon. I feel like Jiraimon could do better than we expect.
Yeah.
Lilymon, Ho-mon, Pinocchio-mon, Rosemon. There's actually a lot.
Yeah, Red Vigimon's going to be like right at the bottom unless someone vote stacks for him or something.
I'm not. It's hard to tell with some of these, to be honest. Because so many I could see getting little votes. I could see a random one like that actually going up a bit higher.
Like everything is. Something is everyone's favorite.
Yep.
Everything is something's favorite. Who knows?
Except Mushmon. Mushmon's is probably going to be near the bottom. And frankly, I think I forgot Woodmon was there.
Well, because it just kind of blends in and it looks like a Garbagemon's trash can.
Yeah. And then Mega House was celebrating the 15th anniversary of the Gem Line, showing off various figures from throughout the 15th. And they put out about 10 years ago is when they started doing Digimon figures. They showed off the Mimi, Sora, and Hikari figures.
It's like, no, we're not reprinting these.
Yeah, see, a lot of times when these little images go up, I don't give much in the way of too much commentary. This one was like, they have not said anything about reprinting. They're just showing off stuff for anniversary. These are old marketing images. It's not that the figures are back up. It would be nice. But, see, and here's the funny thing is, like, they've said, oh, we're not selling that Angelmon overseas because it isn't appropriate for the brand. And that's, of course, bullshit because they've done far, quote-unquote, worse figures. And two, we both know why they're not doing it is...
Wing self-destructed.
I say this non-jokingly. I don't know anyone who has a complete one.
And when I did get the precious gem, Anjouman. There was so
I got that one too. I honestly think what happened here is the figure basically broke in shipping, and they used what was going to be the international stock to reship. And they went, we're not dealing with this shit. I honestly believe that's what happened. And they did the appropriate thing just so they could, like, save face. But yes, that second Anjouman figure, I have a few Mega House Gem and Precious Gem figures. I've never seen one packaged like that.
Yeah, I saw the huge ass fucking box show up, and it's like, how big is this? I could have sworn it was supposed to be smaller. It's like it was smaller. It's just like 90% of the volume was.
Here's the funny thing is it's always been my belief that's what actually happened. In my mind, the instant I got the Precious Gem Anjouman and saw that packaging, I went, "Oh, I'm 100% sure now."
Yeah.
That was the most cartoonish packaging I've ever seen. It was just in, like, a ball of plastic wrap.
Every single wing was also individually wrapped on top of that.
Yeah, it was the most amazing. I really wish I'd got... I don't remember if I got any pictures of it before unwrapping it. I might have thought of it too late, but yes. Then, Toy Museum shut off very... Basically just showing off various things in their courtyard, like the new metals that they're selling. I put up some of the Digimon-related ones. I still like the little Saber's Agumon. They've moved it right below the cherry tree and everything. And then, about a week ago, it was the anniversary of Frontier. It popped up right, like, when I was doing the Saturday Night Post a week or so ago. Like, right after. They put up nice chalk art. They showed off some of the Frontier products. They still have some of the Frontier Ghost Game products from, was it Digifest or was it something else? It wasn't Digifest, was it?
I don't think it was Digifest.
Was it just an event? Was it Digimon Con?
I think it was the opening of, like, the Annabirth shop or something like that.
See, I don't think it was Annabirth. I think it was just something random, like they were doing interviews or something. I don't know, but I still like the products. I still have a few of them left. Also showing off all those Frontier plushies.
And still want to lose them on.
And also Miyako and Hikari. And also Offmon. See, here's why no Atmon fan is allowed to complain they don't do Atmon stuff, because the stuff they do, I never see anyone get or talk about. There is
they gave you the tiny thing so you could prove yourself.
And instead everyone went, well, that's too tiny. I want the big thing. No, that's not how it works. You have to prove first that it's viable. There's two Offmon sitting right there staring. Does the one on top look sadder? I know it's a camera angle thing, but the one on top looks actively sadder.
Because like the brim hat is hiding the sadness of the bottom one. So depressed he's still there.
And Bokomon's just happy to be there. And Neymon's confused where he is.
I want the Lusamon.
I will say, the Otodama has been the best line for just getting random stuff. Like, here's the thing. When they went, we're going to do... everyone went, okay, Frontier Otodama. They'll do Takuya, they'll do Koji, they'll do Susanumon, and that's it. And we have Trailmon sitting there looking goofy as all fuck.
He is the perfect shape for an Otodama. Yes.
Then they also, at Toy Museum recently, the back window of the shop, they put up a display thing for large format figures to show off. And one of them's a big Wargreymon with Tai. We've seen this before, I just don't remember where.
Wasn't it the one that's like $1,000?
No, because that's the Adventure 2020 one from China, and Tai Chi's standing at the foot of it. And there's the logo. I think this was a premium Bandai, like, large format figure. Let me see if I can find it very quickly. Because, yeah, I know the one you're thinking of. This is not that. I thought it was that at first. Here it is. Digimon Adventure Large Statue Series War Greymon. Let's see what this piece of shit cost, because damn...
I know it was stupidly expensive.
Actually, with exchange rate, that's not as terrible as it was. Do you want to know yen, or do you want to know the actual price you as an American would pay if you tried to import it?
Yen and then Murica.
I'm going to go with Murica first because it's funnier. 640. Oh, no. It's 99,000 yen. Now, to be clear, that is still half the price in U.S. dollars as that Adventure 2020 figure, which I also pulled up, which Big Bad Toy Store stocked it for the U.S., and it was one of the few places to do so. It was $1,300.
Yeah, also, I mean, it's big and cool, but, I mean, this one is better.
Yes. Oh, no, yes, this one's definitely nicer. Not paying that much, though, period.
Yeah.
Then we have Director Kakadō going through some adventure products. I like when he does the little commentary. The mini cases with the graph arts, he likes the images. He opened the trading clear card. From what he wrote, which was not completely coherent in translation to me, it appears he just went, "It's nice, I don't quite get it. It's enjoyable for whoever wants them, though." Because I think it's, you know, trading the pictures and stuff. The crane game plushes. He points out having Agumon standard, and he knows another series of them had Patamon and Gabumon, but now you get Tailmon and the babies, which are pretty rare to see.
I want the babies so much.
I think a lot of people do, because they really don't show up all that often and stuff like this. You might get, like, a giant Coromon occasionally.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah, and then so the small case, he apologized for this because the photo's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's a little
which is odd because he's great with photos. He said this one was large enough you could use for many things, and then he points out it's a little late to mention this, but you know, all eight characters the intention was for them to be kind of evenly distributed, sort of, and he liked having the logo in the center with all eight Digimon. And then the acrylic stands, which is from the character street. He liked the paint art. He found it surprising they're different sizes.
Huh. Yeah, I see that.
Because he points out, Yamato and Gabumon's twice as large as everyone. The others are in between, and the others were kind of in between Tai Chi and Agumon and Joan Gomamon in size.
Yeah, you think they'd have them be, like, more scaled to each other.
Well, I believe the characters are scaled. It's just they're further apart.
That looks like Yamato's bigger than Sora.
Think so? I'm looking. See, I think she's bending her legs up though.
I'm mostly comparing like the basic like head sizes.
I guess you're right. I don't know. Maybe the camera angle throwing me off. I keep seeing it. I keep going. I'm not sure these are out of scale. It's hard to tell for some reason for me. But yeah, he seemed to like everything. And then the Chinese premiere of Ode to the Beginning, because it opened yesterday. Lots of photos. So Ayumi Miyazaki was there, director Taguchi, and producer Shimomura were at the premiere in China. Photos of them holding up calligraphy in the theater. They showed... We've seen this Agumon and Tai Chi statue before. I don't know where, but it was definitely at some... Was it at a toy show in China? We've seen it before, I just don't remember where.
I remember seeing it because I remember Tai Chi's eyes look creepy.
Yeah. But yeah, so the movie's out in China now. They also showed them, you know, at a cafe. I will say this. These photos, they feel like they're like for acoustic album cover. Like they all have the small cup of tea, they have the plushes in front of them. The one photo of Miyazaki, you can see Taguchi behind him.
It's tastefully blurred on the plushies.
Exactly. Then you also get the one of them walking around with the plushies.
They're having a fun day out.
Yes. Yeah. I'm curious to see how it does in China. Kizuna did very well there. I'm sure that it's definently not up against a Hayao Miyazaki film right now. That's breaking records in China. So I'm sure.
It'll do fine, probably.
It'll be fine. Then some more pictures in China just show up, like the theater. They have that big ceiling thing Miyazaki standing under. And then a bit more showing the album cover images. And then for reference art, we get a reference book image of Takutomon Wrath Mode.
Unless he told me something, I would not be able to notice.
It's weird because it feels very. It feels like this is a Dynasty Warriors profile art to me. In this one,
it feels very stompy.
Actually, no, not Dynasty Warriors. More like a fighting game. Like you pick him, and the art slides in.
I get that vibe exactly.
Yeah. Okay, time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up. Then ones that were sent in ahead of time. Are we going to do Digimon Liberator reviews? They liked our web novel ones. Yes, the only question at this point is we still don't technically know the release. Like, are they going to do a chapter a week? Are they going to do a page a day? Do we really know what they're doing?
Nope. So we have not learned shit.
You can expect us to do something. We can't really decide what we'll do until we know the format. Like, if it is daily, do we cut it off a day? Like, what if they release chapters and they release chapters 5 minutes before we record the podcast? We're definitely not going to try to power bomb them like that.
I mean, that's kind of what I did for Seekers every time.
And early on, we all tried harder with Seekers. Then when we realized it kind of wasn't going to go anywhere, we all got lax very quickly. Yeah. Joe wants to know, when was Yggdrasil created the Digimon franchise? I want to say Yggdrasil was created before they were mentioned. Like, they were mentioned and stuff, we just didn't see them until...
I think it was in a... I think mostly mentioned with the Digimon Next manga, which came out before Savers.
No, we had Yggdrasil before that. Because in X-Evolution stuff.
That was 2 years earlier.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, what was the actual first appearance? I think it was the actual little, like, mini comics that came with... I think there was some mention of it in some stuff, but nothing, like,
relevant. Chronicle?
Yeah, I believe Chronicle was where it actually first was properly mentioned. I don't remember if it actually showed up. I want to say it did show up, but I could be wrong.
Da-da-da-da-da. Let me take a look.
See what Dev can put. But I want to say that we definitely had a card of it at some point, though.
Is it in cards?
And do we have a favorite form or appearance of Yggdrasil? Honestly, Yggdrasil to me is one that it doesn't seem to do much of an advantage when it shows up story-wise, because it's always generically this is the big overarching thing that's sending the guys, and then it either does or doesn't learn its lesson. It's functionally, if you watch any early, like, 70s, 80s toku, it's always the villain that's, like, a statue or connected to the wall telling the bad guys what to do.
Yep, go. BX-33. It was a card.
Yeah. But yeah, so for me, it's not that I dislike seeing Yggdrasil, it's that it's... Like, when's the last time they did anything really interesting with Yggdrasil? Like, in Try, it's generically the counterpoint to Homeostasis, where it's trying to actively do stuff, which is fine, but it's not relevant outside of being a thing that moves stuff along. Like, what's...
Like, it's just a boss program.
Like, what's the last one that anyone liked? Was it Norn, and that's just because it was a girl?
I was going to say Norn, because it actually had a personality. But all the other times, it was just, like... robot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's the...
Like, we must keep order.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
In fact, did the orb from X-Evolution actually do anything, or just float there angrily?
They didn't even said anything.
I can't...
Like, when Akron was talking to it, it was just silence.
Yeah, I can't recall. Oh, okay. They're saying, do we have... Okay, their question... They clarified. Do we have a favorite former appearance that we would like to see more of? See, I think the problem there is I feel like the only one that most people answer is Norn because it did unique stuff, but then if you bring it back, it's not a unique thing anymore. It's kind of the case where I guess if you're going to do it, just do something interesting.
Norn and Rhythm need to go on a date. They have like their own like slice of life anime.
Then someone said, what is our preferred pasta and sauce for meal?
Like, what kind of pasta? Like, specifically, like, does ramen count as a pasta?
I would say ramen is not a pasta. Ramen is a noodle. I would say it's not a pasta. I will give two answers while Dev thinks. Just a I actually really like the just basic like spinach and cheese ravioli. But if I'm just going to make pasta, I kind of like just quick cooking some penne, putting a little bit of sauce and red pepper flakes on it, and having it with like garlic bread or something.
I also like raviolis, but just like the triple cheese kind.
Yeah.
That and tortellini. Tortellini is really
good. So I like tortellini, but my preferred type I can't find anymore.
Let me guess, is it the Barilla one?
Chicken?
No.
No,
I know, like, the...
No, see, my preferred is...
You couldn't fucking find them.
So my preferred is, generally is, like, chicken, but without cheese.
Yeah, I've only seen them, like, with cheese.
No, that's what I mean. Like, Buitoni's had it over the years, but no one stocks it near me anymore. And it's not a dry tortellini. So if it's not near me, I can't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I have not had it in a while because just no one stocks it. So you're going with ravioli, you said?
Yeah, because I don't really have that many other kinds that
Makes sense. What is the last Digimon thing you imported? Do you remember the first? So for the first, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that it... let's go with what I remember. It was a Pendulum Zero and a D3 at the same time.
Mine was the Digimon Tamers Christmas CD, and that was the first present that I sent to my partner.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, CDs, I tend to not count for me, because I don't necessarily remember when I got them.
Yeah, because don't you just, like, batch ship when a bunch of them become available to save on shipping?
Early on, it was just finding them wherever you could. Later on, yes, batch shipping made things easier, but especially the early ones, it's like I remember getting that, this is the 100th Digimon CD box thing they did, but like I'm not 100% sure what I ordered before then, because a lot of them were single CDs. Mika Kitty wants to know, what new Digimon stuff are you looking forward to?
Give me plushies.
I'm trying to think, like, what is coming out? Like, I'm looking forward to the movie disc, but I've seen the movie. I have that AIM CD set coming.
I haven't ordered anything recently.
And ask, okay, wait, we didn't answer the second half of the one. You go first, Dev, while I pull up my order list for the story that you want me to tell. So what are you looking forward to, Dev, or just plushies?
I want plushies.
Okay.
I want plushies so much. Because I can't look forward to the Digivice, because every time it came on pre-order, I was broke as shit. And then 3 days later, when I got paid... It was all gone.
Yeah, I feel like the Digivice is a good example of anyone who goes, why do they keep pandering to these adventure fans? Because the adventure fans are buying everything, and everyone else doesn't.
Like, can they just have them go available after Friday? You know,
I would keep an eye. There will be overstock at some point, I'm sure.
There fucking better be.
And now for what Dev wanted me to talk about. Since we talked about what's the most recent thing from that question. So on order, I have Digimon Dreamers Volume 2, because this was a batch order, the AIM 25th anniversary, and that came in stock to ship. So first we'll talk about the normal thing that's also in the set, which is the full soundtrack to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Big box, nice. And then the thing Dev wants me to talk about, I decided, well, if I'm getting the big 8-disc box, I should also get the single to the theme song. And it's like, okay, I'll get the fancy version, Super Audio CD. I'm sure I can rip that and listen to it. It'll be nice. And then I start looking into the Super Audio CD format. And I'm like, what batch?
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then I explained it to Dev. I'm 99% sure as I'm explaining it to Dev, Dev is looking it up to go, oh, this can't be true. It can't be this crazy. It's like, oh my God, it is. Super
like,
Audio.
Why is this necessary?
So Super Audio CD... high-end CD format they did in 1999. But I guess the actual disc is different than CDs or DVDs, and there's no PC drives. So you actually can't convert the audio into something else, because the physical disc is different, and there is no physical drive. So if you want to rip it, there's two ways to rip it. One, you have to have a Super Audio CD player that can output analog audio and you capture everything manually. Or two, in recent years, some standalone Blu-ray players, including the PS3, do Super Audio CDs, and you can hack the firmware to make an ISO that you can transfer to CD and then convert. And I'm showing Dev, like, the format stuff, and she's just looking at it and going, like, losing her mind. Like, I think the part that you thought was the most funny, though, was when I explained to you that the disc that I order is not just a Super Audio CD, it's both on the same side. A Super Audio CD player sees it as a Super Audio CD. A normal CD player sees it as a normal CD. It's both in one.
This is unnecessarily complicated bullshit.
Well, I think what...
We're fucking single.
I think what... Oh, I could make you more upset. So, you know how the standard for... The standard for CDs are called the Rainbow Books. So, like, you know, Red Book is CD.
Okay.
There's, like, CD-ROMs are called the standard's Yellow Book.
Okay.
Would you like to know what Super Audio CDs are called? You'll hear the name and you'll get actively upset. Ready?
Oh, no.
Scarlet Book.
Why?
Because Red Book is audio CD. So they came, so they went, what's more red? Scarlet.
They could have just picked another color that has to be like, they could have just gone blood orange at that point.
That's why it's funny, though. Last call for questions in chat. Someone said, what do you think the next anime you're going to watch is? I honestly don't fucking know.
Like, new anime, or just, like, what we just happen to be watching?
The question didn't say new. I assume they mean, like, what is the next anime thing you're going to watch is my assumption. That may be wrong. But that's my read on it.
Probably more delicious than Dungeon.
I know a lot of people watching that who are very happy with it.
I am absolutely fucking delighted.
Yes, I will.
I also burned through like the entire manga in 2 days.
I will show you a joke image someone sent me later.
Oh no.
Oh, that's going to be your reaction when I send it.
Oh no.
Okay, I think that is about it for questions. Dev, what Wikimara article would you like people to read?
Look at fucking Yggdrasil, I don't care.
Yggdrasil. King Drossel. Go with whatever name will upset most people. Yggdrasil 76. Did I get the name right?
I have no fucking idea at this point. I don't remember. Oh, you forgot an underscore. There's an underscore in that.
I'm not saying the underscore. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.